that leads to our third case, number 20-2202, Altgeld v. Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor, and may it please the Court. Mrs. Altgeld respectfully submits that the Veterans Court erred when it held that an informal original claim essentially must be already be reduced to writing when made. The Veterans Court erred because until more restrictive regulations took effect in March 2015...
So, but where is the oral... You say that an oral claim reduced to writing by the VA would qualify. That's basically your position, right? That's the way of getting around Rodriguez.
Not necessarily an oral claim reduced to writing, Your Honor, but a communication or action.
A communication that gets reduced to writing. The reduction to writing could occur by the VA. It doesn't have to be by the claimant, right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. So where here is there some indication that there was a communication of a claim to the VA, which was recorded by the VA as a claim? I'm just not seeing that.
At a minimum, on March 22nd, 2010, Captain Altgeld submitted to what was put into VA's record, the administrative record, as an Agent Orange Program Compensation and Pension Examination Consult, Appendix 67 to 70. We're on Appendix page 70. It's being assessed that Captain Altgeld had difficulty with higher-level cognitive functions and balance impairment that, as the...
How's that a claim?
It is an indication of Captain Altgeld's intent to apply for compensation, his submitting to a compensation and pension examination, Your Honor. And certainly, if Your Honor disagrees, I would note that Mrs. Altgeld is not asking this court to reach the up or down determination whether, in this case, on the facts, that was sufficiently indicating an intent to apply for benefits to be considered an informal original claim, but instead to remove the obstacle of the Veterans Court's categorical prohibition against anything but something already reduced to writing constituting an informal original claim. And then what Mrs. Altgeld is requesting is that this court set aside that ruling, remand for the Veterans Court then to address in the first instance, including to consider whether that determination, that more factual determination, should go back to the Board of Veterans Appeals for first instance adjudication under what Mrs. Altgeld submits as the correct understanding of pre-15 version of 38 CFR section 3.155A, any communication or action.
Your understanding of that regulation is that there never has to be a writing, or that the writing can occur sometime after the effective date of the application?
In the initial brief to this court, at that time it was Captain Altgeld, took the position more broadly, it could be something that was never reduced to writing. On further review here of the precedence of Rodriguez, I could see where even a non-oral communication or action that was never reduced to writing could get gobbled up by that reasoning in Rodriguez. And so Mrs. Altgeld's position is that a communication or action later reduced to writing is enough, or can be enough, rather.
And therefore, your view is the effective date of the application can predate the date of the writing, correct?
Yes, Your Honor. And the reason is for the distinction or the distinguishing fact why Rodriguez is different is that a statement that was not reduced to writing, an oral statement, devolved into a he said, they said situation that in Rodriguez this court was concerned with VA ever intending to create with this very big federal agency expecting folks there to remember what was said, to write down what was said, and then as different folks within that agency working the claim to be able to refer to that. But when, as here, there has been a reduction to writing of whatever communication or action is from the veteran that leads to whatever comes, it's there, and it's easily referable to folks later, such as here, appendix page 67 to 70, the March 22nd, 2010, Agent Orange Program Compensation and Pension Examination Consult.
Well, that was one of the issues that Rodriguez relied on, but it also relied on 3.1P's definition of claim, right? Which is a formal or informal communication in writing.
Yes, Your Honor. So before 2015, the 38 CFR section 3.1P defined claim application as a formal or informal communication in writing, not then specified in whether it's something that had already been reduced to writing at the time or later was reduced to writing. And so that is how Mrs. Altgeld is distinguishing that aspect of Rodriguez and its reliance on 3.1P, where in Rodriguez he had an oral statement that was never reduced to writing.
When you say it could be reduced to writing later, do you mean contemporaneously or like 5 years later?
Certainly contemporaneously would be enough by VA. I could
would
see...
If it was contemporaneous, wouldn't you just look at the writing?
Mrs. Altgeld's position is yes, absolutely.
And well, the VA's position is that a VA writing wouldn't qualify, right?
That's right. So here, at least part of the issue, I understand, and my friend will correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that one of the reasons for the denial here is that it was an examiner who made this note and not Captain Altgeld himself. But in terms of whether Captain... Well, in terms of whether the examiner...
So we'll come back to my question. I mean, is part of your position that it would have to be a contemporaneous writing, or could 5 years later be sufficient?
5 years later could be sufficient under the correct circumstances.
Really?
However, it would be a real problem to prove. Yeah, absolutely it would be for the appellant, for the claimant in that case. And it would have to be... I don't want to go so far to say it would have to be...
That would seem to be pretty contrary to the purpose of the regulation to have a writing to say that it could be recorded 5 years later.
Well, what I'm thinking of, Your Honor, is that VA does a lot of examinations. It contracts out a lot of examinations. These examiners are very busy. And so if there is a circumstance where a VA employee or a VA contractor does not get around the same day to writing up notes, but has the mental capacity and the mental the recollection to be able to accurately transcribe that down the road, then as a principle of at least what's permitted under the law, that would work.
When is, in your view, was the communication reduced to writing here?
Here, it was no later than when the March 22nd, 2010 Agent Orange Program Compensation and Pension Examination Consult was typed up, Your Honor. And that, I believe, is on appendix page 70, but it would have been in 2010, fairly contemporaneously to when it occurred.
Because the oral application, you would say, happened when? During that actual visit to the doctor?
Yes, Your Honor. The communication or action of Captain Altgeld was submitting to this compensation and pension examination, then presenting himself for the purpose of getting checked out and believing as a veteran suffering from these symptoms that VA would then be accepting and processing him for disability compensation. VA already had conferred with him regarding pension, regarding health care, and so this then is conveying his, or indicating his intent to apply for compensation as well. Your Honors, I am confident that each of you, from your questions, understand the issues in this case. Mrs. Altgeld stands by her briefing. I'd be happy to address any additional questions Your Honors have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Yale?
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court.
Can I ask you a quick housekeeping question?
Sure.
Your brief challenges Mrs. Altgeld's standing. Are you maintaining that?
No, we're. I believe claimant had a 28J in this case. I think we had a footnote in our response brief that said if within the 1 year period an application was filed, they filed a 28J with the application. Subsequently, VA determined that Mrs. Altgeld would be an eligible beneficiary for accrued benefits. Obviously here, the determination was that there's no accrued benefits, but we're, short answer is we're no longer challenging standing.
Okay.
Just on sort of the regulation here and the interpretation of the regulation, for 25 years, Rodriguez has sort of been the governing standard. It sets out the requirements. Again, in this case, it's a little confusing because on page 25, Mrs. Alcott points to sort of writings that, quote, memorialized oral statements. But she's not actually saying, the board actually went through all of these statements, applied Rodriguez, found that there was no informal claim. And for multiple reasons, one reason being there's no intent that there is a any sort of request for benefits. And so I guess one question is, where is this writing out there? And we think it's clear that under Rodriguez, under the plain language of 3.1p as well as 3.11155, that the informal claim has to be in writing. And we think that the board and the Veterans Court simply applied Rodriguez here. We don't think it would make any sense for there to be any sort of situation where a veteran could give an oral statement and then 5 years later something is memorialized. I mean, even in that situation, there's eventually a writing. That could potentially be a claim, but it's that 5 years later, that's the document that you would look at. You would look at whether the requirements of the regulations were met. And again, that's been the governing standard for approximately 25 years. We think it's a workable standard. And even though Ms. Alcott claims to not be challenging Rodriguez, we think that essentially that's what's going on.
Let's talk about a hypothetical where someone comes to the VA for an examination, the way this happened, and says specifically to the examiner, I'm making a claim for disability compensation, and the examiner writes that down in the medical record. It says the veteran is making a claim for disability compensation. Is that covered by Rodriguez, or is that a different issue?
I mean, I think to some extent it's a different issue because part of that would be, I mean, is that the medical professional actually putting it down into writing? Because under the regulations, you know, the medical examiners are generally not the ones who are being able to submit the claim, an informal claim.
It's submitted in the wrong place, you mean?
Well, I think in general, the sort of the law on this is that VA doesn't want sort of its medical examiners to be the ones that are submitting the claims, and so it has to come from either a friend or somebody else. But even in that situation, even if Rodriguez, that could possibly be an informal claim, you'd still have to go through the elements and determine whether or not it meets, is it in writing? Does it identify the benefits and whatnot? And whether or not they're actually requesting compensation from the VA for, disability compensation. Here, none of the writings that have been identified do that. And so, and the board went through all of the ones that have been identified. So even if there could be some hypothetical possibility that a document arising from a medical examination could be an informal claim, that doesn't exist here. And the board went through all of the various documents that have been pointed to. I mean, even just to take one step back about the Agent Orange exam, I mean, even the documentation for that in Appendix 71 says, it has a statement that says it will be necessary for you to file a claim. And so even if it was, which makes it abundantly clear that whatever was going on there, there still had to be a claim submitted.
I don't think we have jurisdiction. I think this is one of your other arguments. I don't think we have jurisdiction over whether any particular document in this case shows the requisite intent. You agree with that?
I completely agree with that,
But we do have jurisdiction over the question that you've just been sort of talking around, I think, which is, can reduction to a writing of an oral statement, can that ever satisfy the informal claim requirement? Should we be answering that question, or is your view that's an interesting question, but it's not presented here?
Our position would be that's a hypothetical question that doesn't exist in this case at all. And really what it is a backdoor challenge. It's a backdoor challenge to the factual determinations of the board, who went through the only writings in this case. So it's a way to attempt to get around the jurisdictional bar. But when you do that, you're left with nothing, because there's no... The question about an oral statement being reduced to writing in some situation, whether that could ever be a claim, that wasn't presented to the Veterans Court, and it doesn't exist here because there's not... At some point, there has to be a writing that the veteran or the dependent would have to point to, which would be the end, at the end of the line, the memorialization, there's a writing in any of these scenarios. And so the only writings that have been identified, the board went through and determined it didn't meet the elements of Rodriguez. And so there really is no legal question at the end of the day, and certainly not on the facts of this case. So it's just it would essentially be an advisory opinion on some hypothetical that could possibly come out of the Rodriguez requirements. But Rodriguez was applied here and easily covers the documents within this particular record. If there's nothing further, we ask that the court either dismiss for jurisdictional grounds or affirm. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hale. Mr. Niall.
Thank you, Your Honors. First, Judge Dyke, you had asked when the compensation and pension examination report was written up. Appendix page 7 does make plain it was written up on March 22nd, 2010, the same day of the examination consult. I would like to respond briefly to the government's position that the issue that Mrs. Altgeld has been arguing is not actually before this court. She respectfully submits it is. At appendix page 23, the Board of Veterans Appeals is discussing two precedents, Rodriguez, precedents to it, and then a Veterans Court decision in a case called Cervello. And Cervello involved an increased rating claim in the context of there was a compensation and pension examination and remarks made there, and whether those remarks that were memorialized, reduced to writing in the context of that compensation examination report were enough to trigger proceedings for total disability based on individual unemployability. What then Captain Altgeld sought to argue to the Veterans Court was the board has a statutory duty to explain adequately its reasons or bases for all material issues of law and fact. Why is this case not Cervello? Why is this not Cervello? And the Veterans Court at that point then responded, this isn't Cervello, this is Rodriguez, and that's why we're here, distinguishing from Rodriguez, Your Honors. And the Veterans Court's analysis, beginning with Rodriguez, and then that understanding of Rodriguez, this was Mrs. Altgeld's spin on things, but polluting or infecting its analysis from there, starts at appendix page 8 and goes through at least appendix page 10, where its view of Rodriguez, where you need, right off the bat, already reduced to writing, is then shaping how the Veterans Court then is addressing the rest of the issues that were on appeal to it. And so then when this court, if this court were to grant relief in setting aside the Veterans Court's misinterpretation of Rodriguez, the pre-2015 versions of 38 CFR section 3.155A and 3.1P, then it has conceptually downstream determination, certainly that we're adverse and would be set aside in turn, and that is the request that Mrs. Altgeld asks of this court. To set aside the Veterans Court's erroneous legal ruling and to remand with instructions for the Veterans Court to re-adjudicate the case in the first instance under the correct understanding of Rodriguez and these pre-2015 regulations.
Are you saying you presented to the Veterans Court the question of whether the regulations allow an informal claim to be initiated by an oral statement at the time it's reduced to writing? Was that question presented to the Veterans Court?
I believe it's a fair question whether it was adequately presented, Your Honor. Absolutely.
Does that mean you can't point me to where you presented that question?
I can point you to Cervello, 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 but I cannot point you to this is perhaps a failing of mine in presenting the case at the Veterans Court, but coming in and from my perspective, seeing just completely different facts in Rodriguez and so different, not then going through the analysis in centering it on Rodriguez as well as Cervello. I did see this case as straight up a Cervello case, and honestly still do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Okay, thank you. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted.